The Dodgers and the White Sox in Tinseltown on Tuesday. With a victory, the Dodgers would go 50 games above 500. Alex Wood fell behind early in this one, but as we pick it up at the top of the fourth, Wood is finding his groove.
Here's the 1-2. Moncada swings and misses, down on strike. Second time he's been struck out.
And a 1-2. Struck him out with a breaking ball that bounced, and the inning is over.
Forsythe with the bases loaded.
100th pitch of the night from Gonzalez. Forsythe hits a fly ball to right center field. Garcia makes the catch. Here comes Bellinger. The throw is cut off, and the game is tied. The inning is over as Grandal gets tagged out at second.
Two out, top half of the seventh inning.
Now the 2-2. Inside corner, struck him out.
Bases loaded and two out.
It hits him. And the Dodgers take a bruise, but take the lead as Grandal steps on home. Barnes shoots one. That'll sneak through for a base hit. Throw to the plate. Not in time. And now Seager opens the floodgates.
The Dodgers break it open in the eighth and pick up the 6-1 win. And with the win, the Dodgers become the first team since the 2004 St. Louis Cardinals to reach 50 games above 500. With their 6-1 victory on Tuesday night, the LA Dodgers became the first team since the 2004 St. Louis Cardinals to reach 50 games above 500, as LA now stands at 84-34 on the season. Here is LA skipper Dave Roberts.
It was a big spot. And, leadoff double after, we gave away an out on the bases and, the game kind of swings with momentum. And for those guys to get a leadoff double and for, run on third base with less than two outs and for him to get out of it, I think it was really big for him. And thinking about keeping him in the game, but in a tie game at home, felt that Chase gave us obviously a better opportunity to score a run right there. And, I trusted our bullpen in the last two innings. So they did a great job. And Alex, very efficient, eight punch, I think, tonight. Didn't have his best stuff, but just shows how good he can be. And, offensively, Gonzalez, kept us at bay all night, and the guy, balls moving late in the zone, just missing our barrel. Working in and out, but got one across, and those at bats in the eighth inning were huge, and obviously with Austin's pinch hit and Corey's base hit to blow it open was good to see.
You talked about this a little bit pregame, but 50 games over 500, does that now sink in for you a little bit?
It does. When you look at it and you look at the win-loss, it's remarkable. And we're going to celebrate tonight like we do every time we win. But we will refocus, and it's going to be fun to have you on the mound making his home debut. But if you look at 50 games over 500, it's kind of uncharted territory. But we're playing good baseball.
And you appreciate the history of the franchise. You lived through it as a player. To be the first team in LA to do that, what does that mean to you?
It means a lot. There have been a lot of great teams in this Dodger franchise, a lot of great players, and to be talked about up to this point as one of the greats, it's a credit to the guys in the clubhouse. And we understand that there's, and I say it every day, we still have a lot of work to do, but to be in that conversation, it's really, really special, because I know personally, having wore this uniform as a player and knowing a lot of the guys that played before all of us, it's pretty special. We don't take it lightly.
How do you think Puig responded to the challenge of hitting eighth, and specifically that walk against the lefty there in the eighth inning?
I think he responded very well. And it's something that rightfully he's earned. And you look at his at-bat quality tonight, very good. He just missed hitting a homer. And I think that the four at-bats he took tonight, he punched on a high fastball, but just missed hitting a homer and had two big walks for us. So, the last one against the lefty to keep the line moving. So a lot of good from Yasiel and the other guys throughout the order.
Dave, how different is this team in terms of its ability to not buckle under pressure late and come back late in terms of teams you've seen in the past?
There's no panic, and I think that's a byproduct of having done it. When you haven't done it, there's a little kind of panic, and, you tense up a little bit, squeeze the bat a little bit harder. But a group like this that has come back numerous times, when the game's close, we know we have a good chance to win it. And you see that in the way when it gets a little hot, our guys can still take that walk and keep the line moving or get that big hit when needed.
Paraphrase someone, are you getting tired of all this winning?
No, you never get tired of winning and shaking hands. It's so those days that we don't win, we don't know what to do with ourselves. So winning is a good thing.
Dave, what do you expect the atmosphere to be like tomorrow with Darvish's first game here?
I know that I haven't completely turned the page on tonight, but I'm close to, and I'm very with much anticipation tomorrow night. And I tried to downplay a little bit to you making his Dodgers debut at home, and it's a sellout crowd. There's going to be a lot of energy. I know he's excited about it. That radar gun, I think, is going to be lighting up tomorrow. But we expect him to go out there, compete, make pitches, and he's been on the big stage. But I think that for him, for his teammates, coaches, we're excited for him to make that Dodger debut.
Moments after grabbing a 2-1 lead, it was pinch hitter Austin Barnes who came through with a 2-run single into right to extend LA's advantage to 4-1 on their way to a 6-1 victory over the White Sox on Tuesday night. Barnes shared his thoughts after the game.
Yeah, he has a big sinker ball, so I was just trying to get a pitch over the plate and try to spray it over the field, and thankfully it fell in a hole.
How fun is that for you to be able to come off the bench and contribute when you don't know what is going to play out in a game?
Yeah, I think a lot of us, we've done good in that role so far. I think a lot of us came off the bench and we put some good ABs together. And that's all you're really trying to do is put some good at-bats together and hopefully it works out.
We talk every night about your offense has been on fire for so much of this year, but the defense and the little plays, we saw that play by Justin Turner at third. How much does that help you guys and impact every night?
Yeah, I know. I think it starts with the pitcher. I think Woody had a good pace today and he battled after that first leadoff home run. But yeah, that was a heads up play by JT, and the plays by Puig and Wright. Yeah, it just keeps us in the game.
I was talking to George Lombard before the game, and he said the fun thing about this team is it doesn't matter how much we're down. We look at each other and we say, this is going to be a fun comeback. What is that like being a part of a team that constantly does this?
Yeah, I think it's just pitch to pitch, just grinding out of bats and just passing on to the next guy. I think Puig had some big walks today. I know Jock got that hit by pitch, and it's fun to be a part of.
The Dodgers send Yu Darvish to the mound on Wednesday. He will square off with Carlos Rodon.